Hello, everybody. Now that you're going to have to bear with me because this, I wrote this out a week or so ago, and it was the Lord talking to me about, he's wanting to talk to us all about what it actually means to be born again. What does it mean to be a Christian? And I've kind of wrote it down here, and I've tried to simplify it and not be too, you know, so people can really understand. And really, I wanted it to talk to people who actually have gone away from God, you know, like come to church and then gone away. And I wanted to kind of share what being born again has done for me, really. So I've started it off. I became born again. What does that mean to me? It means I am completely recreated. My spirit was reborn. I now have a responsibility to renew my mind by the Word of God, the Bible. It took me a long time to really grasp this and make a determined effort to put it into practice. What we have to do is read His Word and listen to His Word. This is how Jesus speaks to us. When I was born again, a seed was planted inside me. That is what I mean about my responsibility. I have to feed it and feed it with His Word. By doing this, you are creating a relationship with Jesus. It empowers Him to speak to us, and you will learn just what it is like when He speaks to you. As believers, we are to live with God. We have to lean entirely on our right standing with God. This right standing is what you are, the nature of God, righteousness. We have a relationship with God just as Jesus did. Jesus was righteous. He did exactly what His Father told Him to do. Amen. Jesus became our sin so that He could give us His righteousness. By taking our sin, each and every one of us, He died on the cross for taking our sins. As I said, completely recreated. You are completely reborn. You have a nature, the nature of God, not the nature of Satan and your sins. You must make a determined effort to read and listen to His Word. It is life and it is strength. You will be amazed. Jesus' death, His blood completely remitted sin. Before I became born again, Satan ruled my mind and emotions. I honestly had no idea. I have been amazed. The transformation in my life, I became aware, and you will too, of Satan's voice. Satan has pulled me down, saying things such as, "Remember what you have done. You will never be able to please God. You, a Christian, you'll never do it," etc., etc. Oh, I become well aware of the voice of Satan and of Jesus by feeding on His Word. Now, if we are righteous, we are self-forgetting and self-sacrificing. Basically, you do what His Spirit tells you to do. You will change dramatically and it won't be easy. You must conform to His will, not your will. You must be aware that you are walking hand in hand with Jesus, just as Jesus did with God, His Father. It is up to you. You have a choice of what you want out of this new life. You either follow what Satan tells you or follow what God tells you. Satan uses negative circumstances on earth to control your mind, will, and emotions. God's will is through love, His Word. You cannot fail by following this. Just remember this. It doesn't matter who you are or what your abilities are. It matters what God is in us. Amen. It matters who God actually is. By focusing on His Word, you are going to take it into your heart in a very personal way and apply it to your own situation. God's Word is not like a history book. It is God talking to you. If you do not focus on His Word, most of your attention will be on the television, worldly matters, worrying about your job or family issues. This is an open door for Satan to control you, saying a number of things to draw you away from the word. The choice is yours. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I've put here that I'm going to sit here and talk about love. Now, what can I say about love? Because when God comes to you, I've come to the Bible to read the Bible and to have a relationship with Jesus through love, because I love God. And the more I've spoke and read his word, the more I've come to love him. And it was kind of a real turning point. I remember when me and Ray were sat reading the word together, it was kind of something was slapping me. By reading that, it's like, I always remember when I just, that love. And it was like God saying to me, that's what kind of love he wants us all to go for, his kind of love. And you'll only learn about it through his word. That's all I can say. I'm trying to encourage everybody to keep reading his word. And by reading his word through that love, this is how you build up faith as well. And we must act on his word. We've been talking and meditating, even when your circumstances seem to say otherwise. We have to act as though we have already received whatever we are praying about. And I want to read something to you here, which I read it. I can't remember which Bible it was from. I think it was from the recent Bible I got from Andrew. And I really like what Jesus... This is what he wants to say to us all. This is what he was saying to his disciples, and this is what he's saying to us now. Have faith in God. I can guarantee you this truth. This is what will be done for someone who doesn't doubt but believes what he says will happen. He can say to this mountain, be uprooted and thrown into the sea, and it will be done for him. Yes. That's why I tell you to have faith, and that you have already received whatever you pray for, and it will be yours. That is kind of quite speaking to us all, and it's something I want you all to just take that and read it and really take that into your heart. Many people, Christians, fail to act on his word. It is not about knowing God's word. It is actually acting on what it says. Keep God's word in your mouth and meditate on it in your heart. Act on God's word. Don't just believe it. I warn you that Satan knows the word of God, and you will be in a battle. He will start talking. Doubtful thoughts will come into your head. Those thoughts have no power unless you believe them and speak them. He will say negative things to you, pressurizing you to say negative things, negative feelings about yourself. He will voice, you must not let go. God's word will bring you victory. It will make you a winner every time. As I say, you have a choice. And that's it, everybody. So that's kind of a... And I'm just so pleased at what God's done for me. So that's really from the heart, that.
It was. It's beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, please, thank you.